A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, so Hobbs is going to step in for Sal today. Who was off and getting those eyes worked on. We'll get a little more to Sal later on the show. Hoff, hopefully came up with some good stuff. What do you have there, buddy?
All right, we'll start off simple, okay?
Oh.
BT, how often...
By the way, there's just something about this guy. I have no idea. We always try to kind of get off the beaten path, have a little fun. This guy could take me anywhere today, and I'm here for it.
All right, good. We will get there.
I got you.
Slow and steady, my friend.
Yes, yeah, wins the race.
How often do you, quote unquote, stretch the truth to your kids, aka lie, in my opinion?
Yeah, I do it, but it's, a lot, I guess. but I don't do it to make myself look better. I do it to reinforce messaging that I'm trying to communicate to them. And listen, I mean, they're in school now, so I could just totally say whatever I got to say. Like, I am convinced that there was not, I'm not just saying this because I'm not proud of it necessarily. I don't know that there was a bigger pain in the ass in school in the history of students than me. Whether it was grammar school, whether it was high school, I was a disaster in school. And of course, I present to them like, yeah, daddy was pretty much a choir boy, you know, because you don't want to have to deal with the same nonsense my parents had to. Somehow I was able to work around that and find a meaningful slot in life. But I was a wreck in school. A wreck. Why? How about you?
Well, no, but I think that's kind of partly the point, because you see how you were. You want your kids to be better, so you want them to... don't want to be a hypocrite, but you do kind of want them to, like... You see your mistakes, you don't want them to relive that.
Absolutely. Is there something specific you have in mind?
No, I just lie to my kids all the time. So yeah, I feel like I do too much.
You have to. I mean, I think anybody who says that they don't, I mean, 100%.
Here's one example.
No comment.
I mean, do you even talk to your kids? I'm just kidding.
For example,
he's actually awesome.
So for example, a day on Sunday, my cousins were over. Anthony's cousins were over. They wanted to hang, but one had to leave. They were upset that they didn't get to hang. So all of a sudden, like, hey, we'll watch the Bills Chiefs game later on tonight, 6 o'clock at night. I asked my wife. I'm like, oh, do you want to go and see if they were serious about that? My wife's like, my sister was probably making that up.
Uh-huh.
She was probably making it up just to appease,
just
the
to
child.
Shut them up in a moment.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
We kind of get through it.
Yeah, listen, you got to do what you got to do. Parenting's not easy. Takes a village. So.
No, it's not.
No.
All right, next one up. Okay, here we go. We'll get a little better here.
That's good.
In your BT, in your working history, have you taken more sick days when you're healthy or sick?
Oh, sick. I'm a machine when it comes to work. I don't mess around with that. Like I like to have a little fun on these topics, but I just got to keep it real. Like, I'm very proud of my work ethic. That's one thing that I really hammer home with my kids. I got that from my dad. I mean, I get my dad. When he was still on the force, when he was still a detective, he had two other jobs at one point. Matter of fact, I remember, and I'm very proud of my dad for doing this. He just grew up different than I grew up. Like, he didn't have the and I didn't grow up, you know, like Richie Rich either, but I grew up with opportunities my dad had none of. Like, he just didn't. Single parent household, like, dad worked in a factory. You know, he had to carry the weight for his mom, who wasn't there for a lot of his childhood. And my dad grew up kind of hard. And as a lot of people did back in the day, he was born in the 40s, and I remember, like, very vividly, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I was on the stairs, I think I was going up to bed. I'm like, Dad, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to school. My dad was actually going to get his degree at Brooklyn College when he was a policeman, when he was also working in a personnel department, and he also drove a taxi for, so... I get it. Like, no, if I'm not sick, I'm coming in. Why? Why do you ask?
Well, no, I just...
And even when I am sick, like today, I'm coming in.
It's funny because we have, quote-unquote, sick days, but I don't feel like people actually use them when they're sick. I feel like we all, you know, grind through it. Like, that's same thing. I'm built the same way. I didn't miss a lot of school days back in the day because my parents...
Well, I didn't mind missing school. That's totally dead. I love missing school.
My parents killed me on that. I had to go. Do you have a fever? Do you have this? I got a headache. I don't want to go. No, you still got to go. Yeah. So I feel like we grind through it. But then on the other hand, too, it's like, well, we don't use a sick day. So maybe... I'm not saying I do this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I do this at all. But maybe, you know, I have something to do. Maybe doctor's appointment. Take a sick day.
A little mid-morning tea time over in May.
You never know.
You know what it is, though? We just don't have conventional jobs. So, yeah, we get like, and I don't begrudge those who do, but like so when my children were born, I think I missed a couple of shows. I came right back in. I don't know what I was legally entitled to.
I think I took 3 or 4 weeks off.
I definitely didn't. I know some haven't, and that's good for that. I just didn't do it. Yeah, even my wife last night, because she's like, I don't feel well, all right? And she's like, just call in sick. You're never out. I'm like, Sal's out. Like, no. I mean, no matter what, I'm on the air tomorrow. Like, I got to be in. So, no, I try not to to manipulate that. But I will say this. I'm not embarrassed. Like, I get 5 weeks. I'm taking 5 weeks.
That's right.
I have no problem doing that.
Let's make it 6 weeks now.
Yes.
All right. So, here's the last one. This is, now we're getting to the weeds here, my friend.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, there's an audio exercise. Now, there's a video going around, but you need to hear it right now because we're on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, do you feel differently about Martha Stewart after hearing her latest video at the age of 83 years old? So take a listen.
Oh, hi, I'm Martha Stewart. What gets me in the nude? How about a strawberry fresh picked from the garden? Best in the hot sun. Honey? Golden amber. Makes a mess. Try eating one of these in a lily white bed. Can't do it. I love the glide.
This turns people on.
MAC lipsticks smell like vanilla. I'm Martha Stewart, and I only wear MAC.
I guess it's a new advertiser for MAC advertisements, and
MAC makeup?
Yeah.
What the hell is this world turning into? I'd rather be celibate than lay on a white bed eating strawberries with her at the age of 83. What?
You got to watch it, man. Maybe
does
change
she look
your
good?
Mind. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I never thought I would say that Martha Stewart kind of got me going there, but yeah.
What?
I'm just saying.
Wait, now, do you see the body?
Yeah, you see her. You see her face. I mean,
she's
listen,
not fully naked, obviously.
No, she's not naked. No, she's wearing like nude, clothing or whatever type of thing.
Does she have? I mean, does she have the grandma belly?
No. It's not her body. It's like but her face. It's her talking. Yeah. It's her. Yeah.
Well, okay, it might get you going, but eventually, you got to touch it.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna take a pass on that one.
I'm just saying it. If you watch the video and you heard that,
yeah.
You may change your mind.
Yeah,
you're going to have to watch the video after.
Well, as soon as we go to break, I'm going to watch it. And I will be honest with you at some point later in the show, if I change my mind. I mean, listen, there are, especially as I get older, like there's some 70-year-old women. I'm like, wow, she looks good. You know, I really don't think I've ever looked at an 80-year-old and said, I know I've never looked at it, and let alone 83. And I know she has fun. She smokes weed with Snoop, and she's very open-minded. I'm sure sexually she's very open and liberal with all that stuff. But that, like, it just sounded weird. She's just too old to be talking like that.
If it didn't say 83 next to her name, I think would change your mind.
I'll give you an honest opinion. 888, hey, good job on that, Hop. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. Dave on the Jersey Shore. What's cooking there, Davey?
Love the show, and I hope Tyler's doing okay with his operation. Get him back soon. You know, I'm a Mets fan, and the kids love him like your kids. Well, not your kids, but some kids that really love him. And I think that he should just get his ego out of the way and take less money, like you said. But I was also wondering your opinion. Do you think they have an inkling of getting Guerrero Jr., and maybe that's why they're not signing him, you know, because him and Soto were so close, good friends, and they want to play together? I don't know. What's your opinion about that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dave, I appreciate the call there, Dave. We've talked about that. I mean, we've been on the Vlad stuff for, I mean, Ernest with real, you know, focus. I mean, 2 weeks, you know, really. Yeah, I think there's a decent chance. I think there's probably 50-50 chance he's a Met. He's not going to negotiate a contract and after the first day of spring training. We know that. So he's already put up his guidelines here. Toronto's trying to give away a ton of money. So maybe, unlike Soto, who was not going to mess around and negotiate during the season, you know, maybe he changes his mind by a massive bag. Maybe the Jays get Pete, and with Santander and a few other good players already have, Springer, et cetera, maybe he has a really good year, and he's like, ah, you know what, I like it here. And he does resign in the offseason. Maybe he's traded. I don't know. But the first thing that he said, and again, I'm sensitive to it, and I've always pointed this out when it comes up, of the kids, but it's not up to Pete to incorporate in his thought process and make concessions based on kids' feelings being hurt. And that's unfair to Pete, man. I mean, that's just, it's one thing as dads for us to try to keep our kids as pure as we can, as long as we can, you know, and having heroes, and hopefully their main heroes are mom and dad, or grandma and grandpa, whatever, aunt, uncle, big brother, big sister, you know what I mean. But to let them look up to people and direct them and, you know, foster that pureness and that during those formative years. But it's not up to the player. It's up to the player to be respectful to the kid when he sees him. Don't keep walking. Don't be a jerk. Don't be an abject ass. But no, you don't incorporate that into the negotiations because, you know, 50,000 10-year-old Met fans will be heartbroken when, you know, if I'm Pete Alonso because I'm going to sign with Toronto. That's just not fair. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. We will reset the topic of the day, the King topic. Also, I mean, no BS, one of the most disconcerting things. I really hope they don't do this. They might get fired if they do this. That Hoff and Evan, and I'm not surprised at Hoff. I'm stunned that Evan is thinking about doing this. I'm getting into this coming up next hour on The Fan.